Now to a Manhattan middle school where students are celebrating National Novel Writers Month. Beth Fertig of WNYC visited to find out what these budding eighth grade authors are writing about.
Kiana Colon says her story is about a teenage drug dealer.
She is stuck in her dad's footsteps. Like, she has to keep on with the family traits of being a drug dealer, and she wants to get out of it.
Sitting across from her, Carla Trabaldos starts her novel with an intimate scene about a girl bracing for a terrible school day.
I laid back into my bed and stared at the white ceiling and thought to myself, I can get through this day. It's about a girl who's getting bullied in school, and she ends up falling in love with the guy.
There's a lot of drama coursing through the imaginations of these eighth graders at Tompkins Square Middle School. At least three kids are writing about a familiar subject in pop culture.
So my story is about the reaction of people in a zombie apocalypse.
But Wolfgang Cardone insists his story isn't so much about the zombies.
Like, there's not really any scenes where they're killing them, stuff like that. It's just about what people do to each other to survive in this situation.
So we've got drugs, bullying, and zombies. Eighth grade teacher Amy Anderlaw says this is her second time participating in National Novel Writers Month. She's noticed young teens love reading and writing about people with terrible lives.
I think it's a way to experience things that you can come out of, you know? Like, you read the book, but you don't have to experience it.
13-year-old Samantha Smolar seems to agree.
I love horror books. I'm obsessed with reading and writing. Like, I go home and I write, like, horror stories, and I just want to creep myself out.
Oh, and her story? It's about a girl with two heads. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.